Wow, Romeo's got the puck. He's in the crease. He shoots. Score! Hose me down, folks. This music makes me much too hot. Look, what have we got here? We've got pure, panting, hormonal melodrama. That's what we've got. The melody brilliantly illustrates the lust, the love of two hormone-crazed adolescents. Now, the construction of this theme reinforces what we're saying. We've got uneven phrases, lush orchestration, always climbing, climbing, climbing to a frankly orgasmic climax, a theme completely calculated in its descriptive quality and in the effect it will have on its audience. This is idealized love. This is extreme love. This is physical love. This is warning label music. This is dangerous love. Nothing generic about the love theme from Romeo and Juliet. I would make a general statement regarding Tchaikovsky's love theme apropos of romantic era melody in general. It tends to be longer, more irregular, and more harmonically complex than classical era melody as it seeks to plumb ever deeper and describe ever greater expressive experience. The second large romantic era trend we will observe is nationalism. Nationalism. This is self-identification, self-expression through folk or ethnic music inserted into concert works. Now, this kind of folkloric nationalism is very different from the language-based nationalism that we discussed apropos of the Baroque era. The Romantic era was an age of revolution and national awareness. It was an age of revolution initiated, of course, by the American and then the French revolutions of the late 18th centuries. The 19th century desire for political self-determination led to artistic nationalism, a celebration of ethnic and national character in the arts. Please, I'm going to play you two excerpts again, and I want to compare them. First, I will play an excerpt by František Benda. We listened to some Benda earlier in this course. This is a classical era work dating from about 1750. And what I want you to tell me is, can you tell where this gentleman is from by listening to the music? Is there an ethnic signature in this music? Can we tell he's a Slav? Can we tell he's Slavic? Well, of course not. This is a perfect example of what we called musical cosmopolitanism, combining the best musics of all countries to create a single national style. And indeed, this music is in the style of what was, for Benda, the dominant empire, that is the Habsburg Empire. To write music that would have sounded Slavic or Czech in 1750 might have been considered seditious and certainly would have been considered tasteless. All right, let's listen to a piece written, 128 years later. This is by Biedrich Smetana. It's a piece called Vltava from a large composition called Mavlast. I'll define what those words mean in a moment, but here's the question. Does this music have an ethnic signature? Can we tell where the composer is from?